New data shows the richest Australians continue to grow richer as those on lower incomes are struggling more than ever. The latest in the long-running housing, income and labour dynamics in Australia survey series from the Melbourne Institute has revealed, following a temporary narrowing due to COVID-era support payments, the wealth divide has shot up to its highest level in more than 20 years. The latest report shows the more recent survey conducted in 2022 recorded the highest level of financial inequality from respondents since the annual study began in 2001. These Sydneysiders say they know these struggles well.
The prices of the houses have gone up. I mean, I'm in a trade at the moment building houses, and all these houses are triple the prices since like 2 years ago.
A lot of the older people that I know, grandparents and the like, own their homes, and it's not all of the people my age are sort of thinking about moving overseas if they want to buy a home. Economically, everyone I know is sort of saying there's no point trying to live in Sydney anymore.
You know, everyone has to balance their lifestyle and income, and I think people that get it don't go out and spend $30 or $40 a week on, you know, avocado on toast or other things, right?